Known as WEDIC for short, the agency is a public-private entity that replaced what was once the State Department of Commerce. Part of the meeting will be devoted to a compliance report. Representative Peter Barca is the Assembly Minority Leader and a member of the Board of Directors. He says the compliance report sprang from an earlier report from the Legislative Audit Bureau. Barca says it'll examine how companies that got tax incentives from WEDIC are meeting the terms of their agreements, especially around issues of job creation.
So that when businesses are not complying with the terms of their loans and grants, that we have mechanisms in place to identify it. And if they're not going to come into compliance, the taxpayers can be made whole.
WEDIC has been under fire from some lawmakers for not meeting job creation goals and for some staffing issues. Barca says it needs to be kept on a tight leash and that the agency is on what he calls life support.
I think if we find out that WEDIC really just can't work, I think the solution isn't just to go back to the commerce model, but to come up with a hybrid.
One item that did not make the agenda is that of giving the Board of Directors the power to hire or fire WEDIC CEO. It's a power Barca says private sector boards routinely have. Right now, the CEO is named by the governor. The Barca says the current CEO, Reid Hall, has only been on the job a few months and that it's too early for the board to consider replacing him. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.